Colton. Hey, it's Nadine with Local Splash. I'm doing good. Listen, can you do me a favor and check your inbox now? I just sent you two emails. One says welcome email, and the other one says initial invoice.
Yeah.
Okay. Open up the one that says initial invoice.
Yeah.
Okay. And it'll start off by saying, Dear Colton McCullough, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your initial invoice is located below this email. And then it goes on to say, right before thank you, it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Click
okay.
In.
Click on that. Now, it's going to take you to a page, okay, that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Right at the top. You see that there?
Local Splash Terms of, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do me a favor. You're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. Right
before.
I'm not supposed to
read this.
Yeah, well, I'm going to read what all this is, okay, just so you know. So everything is outlined here on what we're doing. So like the Google Business Profile page, the directory submission, right? The landing page is that splash page that I sent you. If in the event that Townsquare doesn't let you keep that website, we're going to build you that website, the landing page, the splash page, the one that I sent you. The Google Ads is not what's included. You're not getting the Google Ads because you're doing the Facebook ads. And then these are other products that we offer, okay? We do give you the advanced reporting system. You're going to have the live client support team. SMS communication means sometimes we'll send you an SMS message. That is the phone number that we'll send it to. Don't click on the opt-out, because when you opt out of that, that means you're preventing us from sending you SMS messages when we're trying to get in touch with you. Okay, so you'll just leave that there, but that is your phone number that we'll send, you know, an SMS message to. Now, your payment, just so you see here, is on the 3rd that it was made today. All future billings will be on the 16th of each month. Okay, and my manager is actually taking care of that. So he gave me the permission for us to extend your billing to be on the 16th. Of every month as opposed to the 3rd, okay, to help you out there. Now, do you see where it says the initial cost was $249? So you see how it has it broken down? So it's $149 that we allocate to the local bundle, and then the Facebook ads, we're allocating $100, so that way it's broken down for you there. And then the monthly is the same broken down, okay? And then cancellation at any time. And it shows you there for you to call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. And then it also, you see the little box that says, I certified that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is correct and accurate.
Yep.
So when you click on that box, you'll click on that box because you're basically saying, I am the person who's named on that card. Okay. And then when it shows you there to ask for your signature, you're just going to type in your name, Colton, exactly as it reads. You don't have to put the date because it's already there. And then let me know when you confirm the signature. When you confirm the signature, it's going to take you to a page that'll say username and password. It'll say client dashboard, username and password. Okay, perfect. I wanted you to see this because the username and password, we don't have it yet, right? So when you have your client interview, a couple of days later, you know, a few days later, you'll be receiving, because we're going to create you the customized tracking and reporting system. So you will receive a separate email with this username, a password, and this link. You can update the password to a password of your choice, but this is where you go in and see your reports. And I wanted you to see this. That's why I want you to watch that video when you have time. Okay?
All right.
Okay, and then save your receipt for your tax purposes.
Technically, what the hell? So this is mylocalsplash.com. So there's no app. I just have to go on the internet.
Yeah, and you know how when we don't have an app. So what you can do is you could save it on your iPhone as a favorite. So this way, when you get your username and password, you just go to your favorites and put it in. Okay.
All right, thank you. I would not have thought of that.
No worries.
That's how, not tech savvy I am.
Well, listen, I try to be as helpful as possible, and we don't make everything so complicated here because we want to make it user-friendly for our clients as well, you know? So it's not anything too complicated, I promise you. And then just remember, your client interview will be conducted today between 5 and 6, and you'll get that reminder email, the reminder notification an hour prior, okay? And then with the timeline, just to go over it with you again, I know we went over it, but I do want to go over it with you again, okay? So make sure, number one, cancel with Town Square, okay? Make sure you cancel with them. And then I did put in the notes that if Town Square doesn't let you, I put in there that you're canceling Town Square, and if Town Square doesn't let you keep the website, we're going to build you that website, the one that I sent you. So, and I put in there that you have pictures, you're going to add us on as managers to your Google business profile page and your Facebook.
Oh, I got a quick question.
Yeah.
So, technically, I'll get that email or get that website from them because, I do own it. Like they said, unless they're just that shady, theoretically that goes well, I own it. And then you guys use that.
When I
am done with you guys, whatever, in a year, 5 years, whatever, do I still have to pay that $99 then?
No.
All right.
So, the website, right? And I'm going to tell you, to be quite honest with you, not even that. I would be very surprised, okay? If they even let you keep that website. If they tell you, if anything, and they say, oh, the domain is yours, that means the content that they build is gone. So if in that case, don't worry about it. We can build you a new website with that domain. Okay?
And I think that's what it is. Like, you own the domain.
Yeah, so they'll probably tell you, yeah, they'll probably tell you, oh, you know, you'll own the domain, but the content's going to go away. And that's okay. If that's the case, that's fine. Then we'll build the website from your domain. We'll rebuild it. Okay?
Jeez.
That's not a problem.
No.
As long as that domain is outright yours. I know.
I don't get how people live with themselves. Like, they know, when I say, oh, cool, I'm going to own the website, then I can just go to GoDaddy and whatever, yep, you can. Like, how do you sleep at night? Like, you know what, that's not fully true, but they think.
And that's why, Brandon, or I'm sorry, not Brandon. I've been talking to so many people today. This is why, Colton, I am transparent. I am completely transparent because that's the way I work. Because I'd rather tell you, okay, if you discontinue services with us, right, and we purchased a domain for you, we're not going to charge you for that domain because we purchased it up front, right? But if you were to discontinue services and we had purchased a domain, you have options. You could either pay us the $49 a month. We'll continue to host and maintain the website that we built for you from the domain that we purchased, or you can purchase the domain from us for $99, but to be very clear, the content will go away. You'll have to find a company to rebuild the website and host it. People need to be upfront. You know what I mean? Bottom line. And what I've heard is that you haven't had that.
Yeah, same thing. So with you guys, once I get growing, honestly, I don't see a problem why I would ever stop this.
Right.
But So is there any way where I can buy my website where I can, so I can just put it on like a GoDaddy where you just pay this one-time fee, $79?
You can even go, yourself if you wanted, right? You can go yourself on GoDaddy and purchase a domain. You just got to make sure that, because some of those domains when you buy them, okay, there's like a renewal. If you don't stay on top of that renewal, then you lose that domain. So just make sure, I mean, you can go on GoDaddy and purchase a domain yourself if you wanted.
Right.
If you're going to purchase a domain yourself.
Well, yeah, no, there's even free ones too.
And just so you know, okay, when you purchase a domain, we can build your website off of your domain if it was purchased through GoDaddy, through Google. If you purchase it through Wix, which I would not recommend, when you purchase a domain through Wix, they don't give us access to even build it off of that domain. So just an FYI, if you were to purchase your own domain, don't purchase it from Wix.
Wix wants you to build it all themselves.
Exactly. So GoDaddy's not like that. GoDaddy, we can build them from GoDaddy. Okay?
Perfect.
It's going
to
be
right.
Okay.
Well,
you're in good hands.
Number one, get
on the phone with Town Square and cancel that. You shouldn't be paying for that service anymore. Okay?
Yep, I haven't paid since December. They keep on calling me, hey, you got a new card? Like, no.
Yeah, you're so silly. You're
well,
like, no.
Dude, I figured I was going to fit. I knew I didn't have the money, and they took freaking advantage of me, so I didn't want my website shutting down. So I've been meaning to, have one of you guys call me.
Right? Well, I'm glad that I was able to speak with you, and it's been such a pleasure. And I do want to tell you, so if we have to build a website for you, now just remember the website can take 3 to 5 business days, right? But we will send it to you, Colton, so this way you can review it and let us know if there's any changes that need to be made. The Facebook ads is going to be 7 to 14 days. Now the local listing, that does tend to take a little longer. So typically in our terms and conditions, it does state it in there that it can take between 30 to 45 days for the first page placement in the local map. But I will tell you, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver, and I have at times seen it happen sooner. But
Go on. I'll remember this question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. I don't want you to forget it.
When should I start telling, like, I haven't had clients go post reviews on it. But I know I can, I can call a few from back in the day that I know will for sure do it. And, I'm going to go finish a job right now, and I know I'm pretty sure they'll do it. So should I have them do the review or do the reviews now?
You can have them go on your, you can have them go to your Google profile page now and leave your review. Yeah, you can have them do that now.
All right, and that'll help, right, get me to first place?
You know what it helps with? It really helps with when people don't know you by name, right? And they see a good review on there. It opens a whole new door to their family and friends who are going to know who you are, right? Because they see that, this guy's got good reviews. So it just opens more doors for you, right? We always recommend... Yeah. Have people leave you reviews, that have used you in the past. It's not going to hurt you. If anything, it's going to help you more, because they're seeing it. It's like the modern day word of mouth, Colton, is what it is, right? So,
Facebook
always recommend
too,
that.
Right?
Yes, they do. Yes.
See,
even
that's
on
what
Facebook.
That's why I wanted to get Facebook going, because some of these doctor people that I've done work for, like that said, you'd love me if I had my Facebook going and they posted in a review. Their friends possibly could see that. And when their friends do, the judge, their character, a person, and see a review like that, obviously that's going to be getting in.
Absolutely, 100%. And that's good. You know, that's really good. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, we're going to take good care of you, Colton. You know, like I said, I mean, I'm glad that I was able to give you a little bit more of a discounted rate and then at least be able to get your billing to be on the 16th of every month instead of the 3rd, okay?
I really appreciate that.
You are so welcome. And listen, save your receipt for your tax purposes because you know marketing is a write-off, okay? So save your receipt. All right?
That one email?
Uh-huh.
Save that invoice.
Save it. That's your receipt. And,
right.
You know, I do want to thank you, Colton, really for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. And I want to welcome you to our local Splash family.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Of course.
I'm going to have to get you a Christmas card for doing this for me.
Listen, you know what? It just makes me happy that I'm able to help you, you know, and we're going to really help you here. Okay. Just hang in. And you know, you have our support team here. If you have any questions, you call that customer service number, any updates you have, any concerns or anything, customer support is here to help you. Okay. We do everything in-house, so we don't outsource it. All right.
Awesome. And then the one guy that's calling me, who's that calling me?
It might be one of the gals or one of the gentlemen, but they'll be from our customer support. They're one of our techs. So we have a team of them that are in-house, okay? But you have a whole team that's going to be dedicated to helping you with your business, okay?
So when he calls,
remember,
I can get the number from him.
Yeah. Right. And they're going to go over everything. You know, they're going to re-verify everything that you and I went over because they want to ensure that we have everything correct. Okay. And then they'll go over more in detail.
Perfect. And should I be somewhere with my computer with internet or?
No, you don't need to be. Nope. You don't need to be in front of a computer. You know, they're basically just going to be re-verifying information. They're going to be like crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, you know, going more into detail. They'll talk to you about the keyword phrases. So they'll be able to help you with everything. But it's not necessary to be in front of a computer. Okay.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you. You are
I'm
so
sorry
welcome.
If I've
it's
been
okay.
A little annoying.
No, not annoying at all. Listen, it's my pleasure. I don't mind answering questions. Like my mom used to say, a closed mouth doesn't get fed, right? You got to ask.
I say that all the time. I really say that all the time.
I tell my kids that too. You want something, you better ask. I can't read your mind. Okay.
People look at you crazy like, who are you? Like, well, closed mouth don't get fed, so.
Yep, that's true. It doesn't hurt to ask. My kid, you know what my kids tell me? Well, if I don't ask you, I mean, what's the worst you're going to tell me is no. Mom, can I borrow $500? No. What do you need it for? You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, Colton.
Yep.
You have your good rest of the day, okay?
Yep, you too.
All right.
Beautiful weather there. Kind of crappy snow weather here.
Well, listen, we've been having, I'm not even joking, like 80 degree weather the last 3 days. It's kind of felt like summertime, and now all of a sudden, it's dropped. We're in like the high 60s right now, and we have rain coming.
Yuck.
Yeah. It's been kind of crazy, but not as cold as where you are, right?
Yep. Yeah, but honestly, the winters here aren't, like, they're still cold, but you don't get the snow like you used to. Like, like, when I grew up, we could snowmobile, you know, in the winter around here. I swear nowadays you got to go up north or to Michigan or to Wyoming to actually go snowmobile.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I remember California years when I was a kid, we used to have a lot of rain. And right now we're desperate for rain. You know what I mean? If not, we're in a drought. So, yeah.
Yep.
The times change, huh?
Yep.
This weather is something else.
Yep, definitely got to figure out something, that's for sure.
Right? Absolutely. Okay, my dear. Right, well, listen, you have a good one, okay?
Yep. You too. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye.